This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That gave their lives so that we could celebrate in our freedoms the way we do here in the United States. Hey, everybody. I'm Kate Delaney. Memorial Day weekend does also signify, for some, the beginning of summer. But I hope that, once again, as an American holiday, it's one that made you think about the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Certainly on our show, we have had many authors and others who have told their stories, sad stories about fallen comrades and what it was like to be in Vietnam or World War II or any of the wars, for that matter, as I've been lucky enough to talk to many survivors over the 15-plus years that I've done this show. And Memorial Day goes back to the Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865 and claimed more than any lives in any conflict in U.S. history. A lot of people don't remember that or realize that, and required the actual establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. And to me, and I've said this many, many times, if you've never been to Arlington and you have never seen what it's like to be at Arlington, what it's like to see the tomb of the unknown soldier, Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day is an incredible sight, but any day of the year, it is one that will fill your heart and make you realize, and as you see all those tombstones, how many have sacrificed so, so much. Coming up, of course, the fallout in Uvalde, Texas. Now what is happening in that little town as they start to bury way too many young children, and the questions that abound left, right, and everywhere in between as to the timeline of actually going in and helping and rescuing those kids while some of them were making 911 calls. A superhero-like box office this weekend for a movie that wasn't Marvel's or wasn't anything to do with any kind of superhero of any sort, you could say. Strawberries are dangerous. At least a few. I'll tell you what that all means. That's coming up this hour, plus your thoughts on so many different things. It wasn't a weekend off because many of you let your thoughts fly, and you did it over the weekend. That is this kind of audience. And remember, you too can do that. I'm just going to pump it out right at the top. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7, whatever's on your mind, let it fly. Speaking of what's on your mind, we go to our pal Grim here on the tail end of this Memorial Day weekend. Hey, Grim.
Well, I can give you three lead-ins there. First lead-in, Well, I can tell you the strawberries. I happen to eat when they come out, and hepatitis B is just like when I was in the military. We had Afghanistan that was giving hepatitis cases from working at KFC right across from the base, and it's probably the illegals that are more the ones coming in across the border that's going to be bringing that. I'm sorry, people, but as far as the school, all this gun legislature, to be honest with you, Kate, the word deterrent means deterrent, and I believe if we went back to strapping six shooters on. No permits, no regulation, no nothing. It'd be the greatest deterrent. Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to remember the first one. Help me out
here, kid. You're spoiling all my teases. A superhero box office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. The 3 p.m. taps.
Yeah.
Now, I could play it on the trumpet, or I could play it on the tuba. But to be honest, I love the sound of the baritone. Most people don't know that instrument. And I have heard it, and it sounds beautiful on a French horn.
Really? So hearing taps on a baritone type of singing instrument, using something like that, sounds better.
Yes, it's the in-between on the valve, three-valve instrument range.
Ah,
the tuba,
yeah.
The baritone, and then the trumpet.
Yeah, it's a low-pitched kind of brass instrument. It's in the sax family.
Well, a lot of people, even when they hear people sing, they're not too fond of hearing a baritone, and they're not real too fond of hearing an alto. It's that mid-range voice that can carry into either range.
Yeah, yep. That's, boy, that sure is true, isn't it? How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Well, I've direct messaged your Instagram account, and yeah, I'm not good.
Mm.
I really am not.
Mm. You gotta get well, brother. You gotta do whatever you can to feel better.
Well, the doctor wanted to perform what's called a Lexi scan, and I know I've gone down from 11%. To probably about 8. And I'm not about to go through having an atomic isotope run through me while they scan it, stressing my heart out to see how much strength I got left. And put me in cardiac arrest? No, no. I'm tired of the butchers here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've heard you. We've heard you talk about that, and we're concerned. Obviously, you've been a great caller and friend to the show. And, Grim, thanks for calling, and we wish you the best. We're going to light a candle for you and keep pushing every good thought we can your way. So thank you. And, boy, that is tough, some of what Grim has gone through. My goodness. So at the top, as I said, you know, talking about some of what Grim just kind of hit on a little bit there. There is lots of conversation about guns and what's going to happen. And is there going to be any kind of legislation? And now, supposedly, Republicans are more open to some stricter gun laws, because it's really going to be the legislative branch if there's anything that happens as far as gun legislation. So some of the conversation is about 21 years old, just like Rick Scott did as he maneuvered his way as the governor of Florida, when he was the governor of Florida, to make it 21 to buy weapons, to be able to buy guns. So there's conversations about that. There's conversations about waiting times. There's more conversation about red flags. There's more conversation about mental health. And this all in the wake of what happened in Uvalde and all of those dead children and some of the teachers, too, as well, that, as I mentioned, they're starting to bury. It's no mystery. Agatha packs a punch and Mona eats cake.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
States, of course, too, as well. There's lots of conversation about guns and school shootings and school response at times and what happened. Why was there a time lapse in Uvalde, and could more have deaths been prevented as a result of that, especially when you had so many kids, and there was a handful that were calling 911 to say that they were in a classroom with him and their classmates were hurt, were injured, were dead. I can't even imagine what that was like. For 70 minutes, he was in the school, so the Justice Department has launched this investigation. The governor of Texas reversed what he had said about police heroes when he learned the information. That was last week after it happened. There are more people that are going and visiting the town, and this is a solemn week of starting to bury the people that were massacred. And it's going to take apparently 2 weeks to be able to get through all of those funerals. There's an outpouring of money for these GoFundMe campaigns for all the various individuals, their families. Especially there was one family where the teacher was killed, and then her husband dies of a broken heart, and there's four children. We've specifically mentioned them by name. We've talked about this in the last couple of shows, and it's just so damn heartbreaking. It really is. There's massive amounts of bouquets. There's these tiny caskets that are happening. There's anger. There's grief over this massacre. And then these catastrophic mistakes by police has just ratcheted up, I think, the push for do something, and what is that something going to be? You know, American flags across this nation on Memorial Day, so many half-mast. Why were they at half-mast? Because so many were also mourning and remembering those families, so many 10-year-old victims. Such a senseless tragedy made worse by these catastrophic, and that is the word, mistakes by law enforcement. And what will we learn? What will be uncovered about the why? The why. It's always the why, right? So now it is about remembering, honoring, celebrating the lives of those who should not have died. Volunteers driving in from all over, flying in from all over Texas and other parts of the country to help in any way they can with these funerals, donating the coffins, different morticians working to do whatever they can. And that's a wonderful thing, that people are connecting and trying to help in any way they can. It's sad that this is what has had to happen, but at least those with big hearts are doing what they can. I think of this, you know, Maddie Rodriguez, who was 10 years old. I heard her story so many times, an honor student. She wanted to become a marine biologist. And so her funeral was held on Monday. And you see that people are just weeping in the streets. It's really, really unbelievable. But it happened. And now it's about what happens after this. What happens in other school situations? What is going on with the training, the response, etc.? And even Grimm in his call said, well, you know what it is. I think six shooters. I don't think it's six shooters. I think there's more conversation about teachers being armed. I've talked about other places where that's happened. And then there's arguments about, well, what if they don't feel confident in their abilities, even if they, you know, they have concealed and carry, even if they are constantly practicing and go target shooting and get superior training. So there's that. Then there is also the very elementary thing of one door in, and how are people getting in? And also private security, having private security. Way back when I was in high school, we had private security. I went to a very big public high school, lots of bomb threats at one time, and constantly we had drills. But I'll tell you what, boy oh boy, they were very strict, the policy of in and out of that school. It was a big school, and there were lots of doors, but lots of those doors were not available to you at many times during the day. Not to suggest that even then it couldn't have been breached, but there are things that are being talked about. Some of them make sense, and we'll see where it all ends up. It is a waiting game at this point. And then what the Department of Justice comes up with. We do know that the Uvalde School Police Chief won't be sworn in on Tuesday to city council because he's supposed to be a city council member, Pedro Arredondo. He was really the point person that was handling what was happening in the response at the school. But there was not that, the reason of not swearing him in wasn't said that, well, this is the reason why, because we're investigating it, is because of the funerals. Because there's at least 2 weeks worth of funerals that has to happen before they can even move on to anything else. I talked about Agatha and Mona. So Agatha was downgraded to a tropical storm late Monday after making landfall in southern Mexico as a Cat 2 hurricane. Here we go. The storm, about 70-mile-an-hour winds. Is it going to hit the U.S.? Is it going to hit the Gulf region? Is it going to veer off to Florida? It depends on other conditions. I watched a lot of weather over the weekend, and the best guess is that that won't happen. But it is the first hurricane of the Eastern Pacific season, and it has rapidly intensified and, of course, nearing major hurricane status, approaching the southern Mexican coast on Sunday night. But it is expected to weaken and dissipate by Tuesday afternoon. So there could be flash flooding and mudslides over southern Mexico, and maybe some rain follows to parts of the U.S., but, you know, like the Gulf of Mexico going deeper in, but unlikely that it's going to in any way impact seriously the United States. So, because the second you hear hurricane, right, what do you think of? And now I went from tornado territory to hurricane territory by living in the St. Pete, Tampa area. The Mona Lisa is the Mona I was talking about. A man who disguised himself as being handicapped threw cake at the Mona Lisa. People, of course, immediately, who all want to go near the Mona Lisa and snap shots, quickly put up their cell phones and took different angles of the cake being wiped off. It does have a covering over it. It does have a glass protector so that the painting itself wasn't damaged. But, you know, there already is a little bit of a distance where people are allowed to see the Mona Lisa. I just had a friend that went to France, and she showed me her photo. And you can see it. It's behind her, but not super close. So they already have it, so it's a little bit back from where you can see it. Now you wonder, are they going to move it back even more? And you know what? There's always going to be somebody who just does something crazy and decides, okay, I'm going to make this the target and try to get some attention. And of course, there's attention when you throw cake at the Mona Lisa, and it's a lot of people that go to see it. It was a holiday weekend in the United States. I mentioned it, and holiday is a weird word to use, but this is what it's become, Memorial Day. And it was a chaotic weekend for people traveling. About 6,000 flights were canceled since Friday. You know, a lot of them kind of fell on Delta. So there were people that were stranded that were doing that familiar sit and wait on the floor of an airport somewhere because you're trying to get back onto another plane, especially international flights. There were 500 domestic flights that went down initially, then international flights followed, especially on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Just, and it's going to go into Monday too as well. I mean, into Tuesday as well, for sure. Your thoughts coming up as we hit the mailbag next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This according to a study released Tuesday. The Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas prices. Detroit's mayor is denying claims being leveled against him. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says it's nonsense he would have knowingly outed the identity of a confidential FBI informant for a federal corruption investigation. Dugan said in a press conference he did not know a confidential source was involved in the no-bid towing case. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court wants to find the leak. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Supreme Court officials are ramping up their search for the traitor of the court after passing a leaked draft opinion that leans towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Officials are requiring law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. Some clerks say they've begun exploring the concept of hiring outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented and will probably find who supplied Politico with the stolen draft. A timeline by the court was not provided.
On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is putting gun control front and center. It will consider 8 pieces of gun control legislation that will be packaged together as the Protecting Our Kids Act. It will move to the House floor for a vote next week. That move comes as President Biden told reporters Tuesday he plans to meet with Congress. His staff mentioned executive action. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk about the milk, please, Mary. I'm dying to talk about the milk with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's stick in the mail,
man. I got this one from Joseph, who says he listens to us in Tucson, Arizona, KVOI. Joseph's gist of what he wrote was, Kate, wow, what a really depressing Memorial Day. It is depressing in a way if you think of it anyway, but then also uplifting. It's a strange day because you know that really what it's about is honoring the sacrifice that so many families made where they lost husbands, sons, nephews, daughters, wives, you know, just the sacrifice that families make so that when they serve in the military and they've served in our various wars, I mean, all the way up through these last couple, and that's really a very big burden. That's a huge, huge sacrifice. But then you have those babies being killed by an 18-year-old nut in Texas, and I think for the last week it's really been the thing that everybody's been talking about, and how damn depressing it is to see those young faces and realize that their lives were cut short and never ever should have been cut short. Never ever ever ever. should not have been cut short. I don't know how you feel, but I'm sure I've heard you say it. It is just a really heavy heaviness that seems to be permeating our neighborhoods. But I agree. I mean, this is the conversation lots of people are having, that you know, the anger, the grief is not just among the people who obviously knew those children and teachers and you know, saw what happened and are living that nightmare. It's also the nightmare that has really touched so many of us. And you think of all the other mass shootings. You think of the other school shootings. I've said this so many times. Church shootings, malls, wherever you are, just the things that happen where you shouldn't have to be afraid now. I mean, these kids were already trained knowing that you have to duck, you have to figure out a way, you have to get out of the school, you have to call 911, and never thinking that that was going to happen to them. Nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them or to their kids. They were days from getting out of school for the summer. All right, in the middle of the mailbag, let's go to David quickly in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Oh, hi, Keith. Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, not too bad. Although San Francisco is getting a little more dangerous with the COVID. Yeah, we've risen in the last about 10 days. We went from about 5%, which would be 1 in 20 people had it, to 1 in, I think we're at 11-something percent.
Yeah.
That's like 1 in 9 people you meet have it. And so that's not good. But, you know, it's interesting, as you were talking about the guns. A few years ago, the gun lobby put together some legislation to say that they can be protected from lawsuits. It's something involving the Commerce Clause, and that any lawsuits against gun manufacturers are to be thrown out. And what I find most creepy about the gun lobby is that they're they're targeting their advertising to paranoids. So they're going out of their way to target paranoids to buy guns. And when you think about these kids that are buried in their basement with their video games or their, you know, loners and all sorts of strange, you know, bullying goes on, these are the people that the NRA and the gun lobby are targeting, and they've also set up legislation to protect themselves from being prosecuted for doing exactly what they're doing. And even if it's a cheap Saturday night special that'll explode in your hands, they cannot be sued because they got the crooked Congress to put together some protection.
But now, wait a minute. Sandy Hook families just settled not too long ago with a gun maker for $73 million over that massacre. Remember the maker of the AR-15 weapons that were used in that horrible attack at the elementary school in Connecticut? So $73 million. That happened, I want to say it was back in February, and it was the largest payout by a gun manufacturer in a mass shooting case. So there are still ways, and it was a huge blow to the firearms industry because the lawsuit worked around that federal law that you're talking about, protecting gun companies from litigation by arguing that the manufacturer's marketing of the weapon had violated Connecticut consumer law. So the families argued that Remington, which was the gun maker, promoted sales of the weapon that appealed, like you said, to troubled men, kids, young men, like the killer who stormed into Sandy Hook, killing 20 first graders and 6 adults, of course. And so there are ways, and now there's a precedent here, of getting around that. But to your point, it is they're saying that. This is exactly what they had to do, get around it.
Yeah, and they had to, the families had to fight like crazy. And when you think about, if I understand right, within 2 weeks after Sandy Hook, the gun lobby they sold 25 million guns in 2 weeks. 25 million guns were sold in America in 2 weeks' time right after Sandy Hook. So that they doubled down on the paranoids. They got the paranoids to buy them in case lots. And so $73 million is nothing, and it still is. It, Sandy Hook happened, is that 12 years ago now?
Oh, yeah.
So you think about 25 million guns in a couple of hundred dollars a piece, thousands of dollars a piece, and the gun lobby's laughing up their sleeve, and they're going to probably still try to get Congress to come up with more protections. No, there's some sick bastards. I used to sell advertising, and the way you can trick, advertising is based upon trickery. And if you sell makeup, you'll never get love unless you get this kind of makeup. You get guys to buy a car, you're never going to get love. You're never going to be respected unless you have this kind of car. And so you basically play on the customer's fears, to make the sale. And it's a sick business. And the idea that there's a famous old, I think Khrushchev, one of the old communist leaders, said that America will sell the rope it uses to hang itself. And it's basically true with the gun lobby. These people have gone out of their way to create a product that is inherently dangerous. And then they're making tiny pink guns for little girls. The thing that's creepiest about it, I'm old enough to remember when the NRA, their nonprofit status was based upon going around to Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and 4-H clubs and things like that and teaching kids how to safely use a gun. But they abandoned that years ago, possibly 20 years ago. They basically claimed that it was too expensive to have insurance on a program like that. But that was the whole point of their nonprofit status. So they basically have continued having a nonprofit status, but they don't provide any public good. So when you think about just the concept of a nonprofit, they have to provide some public good to get a nonprofit status, and they don't do it anymore. They're really just lobbyists.
That's an interesting thing to look at. Thanks for the call, David. I'm going to address this for a second. I am not against guns. I am not against the Second Amendment at all because I see the significance. If people want to hunt, if people want to have legal protection, I've seen it save lives in my own family. I don't agree with having I think there should be tighter gun laws. I've said that before, waiting periods or whatnot. I do agree, however, that you do not want to make this it's all about that. Because if you make it, it's all about that, there are other sick, twisted things that happen when somebody wants to take somebody out. And the arguments are always made about what about other countries, smaller countries? What about the maniacs that are pushing people off of platforms in front of subways? I mean, I can give you lots of examples of other things that have happened. So here's the thing. There was that one settlement that I just talked about. One of the biggest previous settlements came in 2004 when Bushmaster and a weapons dealer agreed to pay $2.5 million to the families of people killed in the sniper attacks in 2002 in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. My mother was commuting to that area, and eventually we told her, no, you can't do that because of what was happening, because people were sitting ducks and there was nothing that they could do, and there were people who were legally armed that were trying to protect people. So this is so much bigger than a five-minute conversation. It is so much bigger as to what is it that we need to do. What are we going to take away all rights to guns and think that that's going to cure people who are not right from doing dangerous things, horrible things to massive amounts of people, especially children in schools, etc.? Definitely not. You may have some thoughts. Email them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books, Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Come on, Nanny. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous stripes, bigger than life.
Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see. Let's go to the movies.
Over the Memorial Day weekend, you may have too, and maybe you saw the same movie that I saw. Did you go and see Top Gun Maverick? If you did, you definitely weren't alone. Less than 5,000 theaters in North America cinemas aired it. In fact, it was, I'll give you the exact number, 4,732. And guess how much the opening weekend pulled in? 134 million. But that doesn't really include all the way through Monday, so they believe it's going to be higher than that, like 151 million. Tom Cruise, of course, is a bankable star, and for him, it's his biggest opening ever. I mean, he's had movies that have made millions and millions, but in his 40-year career, in an opening weekend, his highest opener was $100 million for a movie called War of the Worlds. Oof, remember that? Creepy. But it's creepy good. And this one, much, much bigger, obviously, right? Over $100 million. Or actually, War of the Worlds was $64 million, because that was 2005. So this one, way more than that. 40 years. Think about this. audiences over 40 years old, audiences 18, 20, etc. Because you got to go back to Top Gun, the first one. This is the sequel to it. It was 1986. So the demographics were really, really across the board. Here's a little snippet of what that movie sounds like.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1...
What do we have here?
Yeah, here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell. Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You are here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, a.k.a. Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
With all due respect, sir, I'm not a teacher. I just want to manage the expectations.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
And we're off.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
We're going into combat on a level no living pilot's ever seen.
Not even him. You think up there you're dead. Believe me.
My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake.
Someone's not coming back from this.
Those are your pilots. Anything happens to them.
Smoke in the air!
You'll never forgive yourself.
No turning back now.
Having any fun yet?
I give it an AAA plus. It was excellent. Yeah, it's campy. It's predictable. It was excellent. And the Navy got $5 million because they retrofitted their planes. They were part of it. The sequences were amazing. And it picks up after decades, after the original. And you see Maverick train a group of pretty cocky-ish aviators for this huge assignment, and can they do it? And it's good versus evil and that whole thing. And you've got some great acting in it with John Hamm and Jennifer Connelly, along with Tom Cruise and Miles Teller and Val Kilmer, who played Iceman in the first Top Gun. He's got throat cancer, but he's in this movie. So it was $170 million production budget, which of course doesn't include the promotion of it and the other things, but they should get in the black pretty easy, I think, with this, because it's going to be a movie that's going to pay off in the next couple of weeks too, as well, for sure. And it's going to reap a huge box office amount. Good for Tom Cruise for insisting, because they wanted to release this like they did other films during the pandemic, because it was supposed to come out before the right when the pandemic hit. So when the pandemic hit, he didn't want to release it the way others had, where they streamed it. So they held on. If you remember, I mean, it's been like 2 years where you would occasionally see something about Top Gun and Maverick. You'd see a little snippet if you went to see some other movie. And it's it is absolutely paying off. You know, 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, which to score anything on Rotten Tomatoes is not easy, since getting really, really good reviews. It's the kind of movie that people want to see, and it doesn't have anything to do, like I said before, with Marvel or superheroes or any of that. It's this Top Gun Maverick. It's the continuation, in a sense, and it's a sequel that has come about so many years later that it doesn't, it sort of doesn't feel like it's too sequel-y, if that makes any sense, especially because some of the main characters weren't involved in it. Just you recognize Iceman, but then there's this whole new group of people, that actors that were involved in this movie, and it's just so well done. I cannot say enough about how much I enjoyed this movie. The acting was great. The I thought the plot was well done, and the whole idea of training these graduates for this assignment and the courage that you would have piloting it and all of that in between, just excellent, excellent. Go and see it. If you are somebody who goes to the movies, go and see it. And if not, then pay and stream it when it eventually comes out streaming-wise, because it most certainly will. But right now, it's strictly at theaters. Strictly at theaters. And, you know, there are other movies that are out there now. There's the animated Bob's Burgers movie, which, of course, it's a big deal when you're an animated popular series to open up against a heavy hitter like Top Gun Maverick. And it's not going to compete against that. But still, in the smaller amount of cinemas that it was played in, it raked in $12 million and probably finishes over $15 million. But look at the difference between those two movies. You know, talking about superheroes, you have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which opened pretty decently, and it's dropped to number 2 after 3 weeks on top of the domestic box office. And that's the latest Marvel creation, not creation because he's been around, but installment, I guess, is the best way to say that. And the superhero is Benedict Cumberbatch. And how much has that made in a handful of weeks? $375 million. Because those movies always make a lot of money, which is why Disney started to spin off all of that, and you would take some of the separate characters and they would be spun off, and sometimes they would interact with other superheroes, etc. But I don't have to go down that lane with you. You get it. That is an absolute moneymaker. So to go with a superhero sequel, and then to put that up against and look at Top Gun and all these decades later, I say bravo for the decision to hold off and put it in the theaters. And like I said, I'll say it again, parroting what I said earlier, go and see it. I cannot recommend it enough. The action sequences done by real naval aviators are tremendous. On that note, we're going to take our cue and step aside. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.